Hello, good afternoon. My name is Luis from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years old and legal resident of Ohio?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much for answering my question. My name is Luis, and I'm going to be conducting a survey. Do you have 5 to 8 minutes so we can answer the survey, ma'am?
Yeah, just
Thank you so much.
I ain't fixed my husband's supper yet, so.
Let's see.
Okay, check that. Let me get this in the microwave.
Okay. I wait.
It's a research place. Put out my key, will you? On the big freezer.
Oh.
Go on. I got you. Okay, I'm ready.
Hi, thank you. Okay, so
you
the
say
first
you're from
question.
The research?
Opinion research. That's right.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, this is the first question. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
No, I think it is their responsibility.
Thank you. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can be only unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as child, cannot reasonably to access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I don't know, because I think it falls a lot to the people. If they've got a small child in the home, they should know to put it up. You know what I mean? People aren't stupid. They're lazy, but they're not stupid. I don't feel like, because if you have a home invasion, you ain't got much time to get to a lockbox or anything else to where it's locked up. You see what I mean? To get it out. So, I don't know what to tell you on that one.
Okay.
I'm going to say no, because I just feel like it should be up to the owner, but I do feel, you know, we have no small children in the house, but I just feel like we have some trouble with a couple of the neighbors. We live in a rural area, and about 7 miles from us is a little town, and there's a lot of dope heads. So if I lock that up in a lockbox, I might not have time to get to it to protect myself and my husband. You see what I mean?
Yes. Okay. Thank you so
much. I know that wasn't what you wanted. But there's more than one way to look at that issue. Yes, if they have small children, I think, or if any child under, say, 15 who don't know how to handle a gun, that gun should definitely be locked up. Or somebody who has, like, mental issues, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for your question. I really appreciate it. I'm going to select the option that refers to the description that you just told me, right? I really appreciate it, ma'am. Following question, it says, would you support or oppose state laws requiring that firearms be securely stored if it is the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings?
I'm going to say yes, but I still don't like that. Because it's like not a black and white question. It's like a gray. It's in the middle. You see what I mean? There's just a lot of variables to it.
Thank you. Okay, thanks so much for answering that question. I really appreciate it. Following question says, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide and by firearms among youth?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, following question, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns?
Can you repeat that?
Of course. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring... requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns?
Yes.
Thank you. Following question, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines security storage to include a locked safe or a locked container or case or lockbox or other device that is designed to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
I don't know.
We can say if you support or if you oppose for a locked safe, or if you support or oppose for a locked container or case, or a lockbox or other device that it can be designed to be, or which can
I
be
support,
used to...
I'm just going
to
say I support it.
You supported three of them, or...?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Could you support or oppose state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock, a combination lock, a biometric identifier such as fingerprint?
I don't think it would matter as long as it was secured.
Okay.
Mine is not secured right now, but like I said, I have no small children in the house. And nobody is suicidal. So...
Okay, thank you very much for your question. I really appreciate it. And thank you also for letting me know the point of view about this question, right? And also, following question, it says, if a firearm is in a storage device, such as locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or it should not also be required to be unloaded?
No, I don't think it should be required to be unloaded.
Okay, thank you so much. If a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably access to it?
I don't know.
Okay.
So that's kind of a double-edged question. See what I mean? Please,
yeah.
Can you repeat the question, that question again?
Of course. This is the question. If a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or it is not sufficiently secured if it is equipped with a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. Following question, if a firearm is not the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
Yes.
Do you want me to repeat the question again?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, this is the following question, and we're about to finish, and thank you so much for being so kind with me. I really appreciate it. Following question, it says, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Could you support or oppose a law that requires a firearm to be securely stored if it is also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
No, I think they should be able to have to get a warrant.
Okay, thank you. Following question, would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
If it was secured and the minor got a hold of it and it was discharged, mm-hmm. What was the rest of that?
Yeah, let me repeat the question. Would you support or oppose a law that allows affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Yes.
Thank you. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide if or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Yes.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charge filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. Thank you so much. We're about to finish, and thank you for being so kindly one more time for answering this survey. We really appreciate it. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat or Republican?
Well, I'm a Republican, but I say I'm an independent, too. So, you see what I mean? It depends on who's running. I don't think there should be no Republican or Democrat party. I think everybody should vote independent and vote for whoever they think is going to do the job.
Okay. Thank you very much for that answer. I really appreciate it. And this is one of the last questions. What is your age?
65.
Okay. Thank you so much. Which on the following best describes your race or ethnicity?
I'm white.
Thank you. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself?
I'm a female.
Thank you so much. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. And I really appreciate it for your time and for also answering the survey as well.
Okay.
Do you have any other question for me or something?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much for this. I really appreciate it. Have a nice day and take care.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Goodbye, ma'am.